Indeed, waliyukum, your wali is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa rasuluhu, and his beloved messenger Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, walladhina amanu, and those who believe, those people who pray their salah, who establish their salah, those people who give their zakah, those people who pray, you know, they are raki'oon, they perform their ruku, they perform their sujood. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in Tafsir al-Tabari, it has been mentioned that here what it means by wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your wali. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your wali. Walladhina amanu, those who believe, they are your awliya. Wali is single, awliya is a plural. Wali awliya, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. That they are your awliya. What does it mean by awliya? Wali generally means a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here in the Quran, waliyukum, they are your wali. What does it mean? It refers to nasir. It refers to your helpers. Undoubtedly, ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our helper, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And without the wish, without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else can ever help us. This is our aqidah, this is what we must believe. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His chosen servants. He has His chosen messengers, His chosen prophets. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam being the last and final of them all. There cannot be anybody after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is a prophet or a messenger. It's absolutely impossible, my dear viewers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran that not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your wali, but Rasuluhu, His messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, is also your wali, is also your helper. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and also those people who establish their salah, they give zakah, those people who are the true believers, my dear viewers, they are also your helpers. So here from the Quran we can learn that a helper can be somebody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but undoubtedly it is only by the blessings bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are able to help us.